Om Shanti. Good morning. How is your practice in the past 2 days? Did you try on your own some experiments? So continue on your own as many times as possible. It's worth it. It's nothing like experimenting with yourself. One of the important practices Baba wants us to increase is service through the mind. Because as the times are getting crucial, we are not able to reach out to the world physically to give Baba's message to the whole world. And it is our responsibility that each soul at least gets introduction of Baba in whatever way. So the only way, the easy way to reach out is through our thoughts, through our mind. So if we can start experimenting on a small scale with our own mind, then we see the results, then we get confidence, and we can extend, you know, slowly to more of that kind of service. Today we are running around arranging programs, giving talks, and that's also necessary, but very soon this service will come to an end when the situation in the world changes. We have to sit in one place and use the power of thoughts. There may not be even scientific devices that we are using today to reach out to people, like email and internet and all that. Just the wireless system, the power of thought. So it is good to know how to do that so that we can master that service. Once Dadi said, you know, service through the mind means my mind serving others' mind. My thoughts serving others' thought. So that means I have to first of all serve my mind. When I serve my mind will serve others. You understand? So what it means to serve my mind? To make my mind qualified. Because my mind must be qualified to serve others' mind. It's very subtle, you know. It's very easy to learn to give 7 days course and repeat. I cannot do that through the subtle service. I have to make my mind qualified. So first thing I have to work on my mind is to make my mind free from waste thoughts. Because I may have any number of good wishes, I may have lot of good feelings, but if it is mixed with waste, it won't reach out. Like Dadi was giving example once, you know, if you are traveling in a boat, you know, the boat, when it is floating on the water, it can go from one side of the river to the other side. But in case, if there is a little hole in the boat, and water starts to come inside the boat, what will happen? The boat will sink. you can't reach the other side of the river. So that means, as long as my mind is filled with pure thoughts and positive thoughts, my thoughts will travel like laser. But if there are waste thoughts, like a leakage, it will not reach anywhere, even to myself. I will be where I am. So first I have to work on myself to make my mind free from waste thoughts. That's first qualification. And second thing is actually when I embody pure thoughts or pure feelings, when it becomes feelings in my heart, it reaches very fast. At the same time, just like you dial the phone number, at the same time the other person receives the call. So when the pure thoughts becomes pure feelings, you have feelings here and the other person gets that feeling instantly. And for that, my heart should be clean. One is my mind should be pure and my heart should be clean. That means I should not have any bad feelings or ill feelings or negative feelings for any souls. If I have even that kind of feeling even for one soul, my heart is not qualified. You know, it is just like if you have a bucket of milk, you put one drop of poison, the whole bucket of milk is useless. So if I have, for one person, I have bad feelings, so that means I am not qualified to serve through my heart, through my mind. It will not reach. I can satisfy myself. I'm sending good feelings, I'm doing mental service. It's only my satisfaction, it won't work. And third important qualification to serve my mind is purity. You know, there has to be total purity that brings lightness. So when there is total purity, that is only the thoughts travel like laser. It's purity of thoughts. So once I am able to start working on my mind to make my mind qualified, I have served my mind, then it is easy to serve others. You know, we all know that how we feel when we receive good wishes from others. Do you feel when others are giving good wishes? Yeah? So you feel good, isn't it? You feel like, you know, like a protection. You feel like strength coming from somewhere. And especially when you are going through some critical times in your life, like sickness or whatever, and when we receive that good wishes from the family, from our near dear ones, you feel so good. Because good wishes are an invisible and yet very powerful support. You may not sometimes know who is sending it, but you feel the support. That is why it is said the thoughts can travel instantly, faster than SMS, emails or phone calls. Even that you have to switch on. Here this is wireless. But it is good to know, once I have prepared my mind and served my mind how to send good wishes. We know how to receive. We don't have to make effort to receive, you know. But we have to understand the right steps to send good wishes. So I'm just going to share this first and then we will experiment that together. So first step, say if I want to send good wishes, so go to the place, you visualize in your, on the screen of your mind, where you want to generate good wishes. Your mind, your heart, your soul, you know, visualize yourself being there and create that feelings in your heart that you want everyone to be free from pain or sorrow or despair or stress or whatever. That feeling, merciful feelings for the souls whom you want to send good wishes. That is the first step. You know, take your mind, visualize on the screen of your mind and emerge that feelings. You know, wish them becoming free from whatever they are going through. Then step two, create your message of good wishes. It can be done in different ways. Creating a message of good wishes, such as, say, suppose somebody is sick or whatever, I wish you strength and peace. Just a creating a wish. Or a mental picture of people relaxed and smiling. You know, you create that picture or a feeling that all will be well. A sense of your support reaching out to those who are suffering. So create something meaningful, a feeling, a thought, an image, you know, that is the, a sentence, a sound, whatever. That's the second step. And then third step, just hold that in your mind. Don't repeat it. Create, hold, and let it travel. No, let that feelings, that message, that image travel to wherever. Because we have been blessed by Baba for receiving the instant fruit. You know, here we do it, there they receive it. Like Baba was telling once, like, you know, when we start writing letter to Baba, when you pick up the pen and paper, start writing, the first letter you write, before you finish the letter, the whole letter appears in Baba's computer. So fast. Because it's already in your mind what you want to write. So that already reaches, that feelings reaches in the form of vibrations to Baba. So the same thing, when I'm genuine, you know, that is why it is very important to be selfless. See, people talk about good wishes, but we talk about pure wishes. We talk about pure wishes. The difference between good wish and pure wish is, good wishes are positive, but it could be selfish. But pure wish is selfless positive thoughts. That is why sometimes Christians ask us, you know, church people, do you pray for people? We say, no, we don't pray for a particular person. But we meditate for the welfare of the world. Yeah? So which means we don't have any selfish intention that my family should get well, my family should be good. No, for me the whole world is the family. So my family is also included in that world. So when I have that kind of unlimited, selfless feeling, it will definitely reach out. But I should not wait for feedback. You know, many times we do serve in this way, but then we look out for feedback. Is it working? Are they responding? So that is also selfishness. So my intention is not going to allow it to reach. So let me make my heart, my mind totally selfless, genuine. I just want to serve the world. I cannot reach out. You know, like for example, we hear there is tsunami, there is people suffering from earthquake, so many people died. So what is my duty at that time? My family, isn't it? So I just take my mind to that place. For 1 second, I immerse the people there, what they are going through. And I immerse feelings of mercy in my heart. And I create a sentence. I create a feeling. And I just hold. And I merge that scene. And I sit with Baba. That's all. Then from Baba they will receive. This is one mistake we must not do when we are serving through the mind is, I am giving. I am sending. So this awareness will ground you. It will not allow it to reach out. Yes, in the beginning you have fixed the aim. So this half an hour, I am meditating for serving the world. So aim is already fixed. So I create a thought and I merge that scene. For the rest of the half an hour, I am just with Baba. So from Baba, they will reach to them. Whoever is in tune, they will get it. That is the right way. So step one is to visualize the place where you want to serve and create that feeling. Second step is to create a message that you would like to reach out to them. And third, merge that scene, hold that feelings with Baba. And just let it be. And you will find when we do that collectively, it can really do wonders. You know? So, and I know that, you know, today is a very auspicious day in India. 300 million people are in Kumbh Mela, Allahabad, taking dip in the Ganges for their purification. 300 million people. Just for purification in the Ganges. So, you know, so much of feeling of devotion in their heart. that they are bearing cold and winter and hunger and everything, but they are still making their way. No, it is when we are aware of such things happening, it's good that collectively we serve those devotees. You know? So emerge that scene and create a thought and connect with Baba. So whosoever intellect is really, they are all praying to Lord Shiva actually. You know, Lord Shiva and Ganges. Actually it is knowledge. They are talking about water. It is Ganges of knowledge. Or for example, you know, we know, like say, there has been a small tsunami in one of the Pacific island where many, many people are suffering still but not left the body. You know, like when we hear, it's a family news, isn't it? So instead of talking about it, I do something in practical. Means I cannot go there. I don't have that capacity. You know, I don't have any influence that I can ask somebody to go and help. But I have the power of thought. So I can always use freely. It is at my disposal. So this is why we have to train ourselves, especially, you know, after Amrit Vela meditation, and in the evening, you know, these are the two times which is very suitable to serve souls through our mind, because the pollution in the atmosphere is minimum, so the thoughts can travel very faster. So I thought today we can experiment serving through our mind, first of all preparing ourselves to serve our mind, and then practically using the power of thoughts to allow it to travel freely to touch the souls who are in need. Is that clear? So as we have been doing in the past 2 days, the first step will be preparation. Preparation to serve through the mind. So what I would like you to request now stop writing anything. Make yourself free. Sit straight. Because I see even sometimes, you know, we close our eyes and we fall a little bit sleepy because the weather is like that, you know. So just make yourself alert and sit little bit apart from each other. Don't touch each other, because one person vibration may also influence your vibration too. Sit relaxed and comfortable. Let us begin the first exercise by preparing ourselves to let our mind serve. So are you ready for the journey? So first of all, we I take myself away from any other thought except being here right now. Be here in the present. Be aware of the sounds of the room. Be aware of others around you. feel the atmosphere in this room. Feel the energy. Feel the stillness. Send stillness out from within. Listen to the stillness. I allow all the thoughts in my mind to become quiet. I am totally introvert. Deep inside, alone with myself, I feel peace. I feel tranquil. My mind is filled with good wishes for myself, whenever I am happy like this. Whenever these feelings of peace go deep within myself, it is so easy to extend these positive feelings filled with peace to all around me. The feelings in my heart overflows. Good wishes are like the fragrance of a fragrant flower. It touches everyone. My heart is filled with good wishes for all souls. Now I visualize the present situation of the world on the screen of my mind. Where people are calling for peace, searching for truth. looking for love. I, the soul, immerse these thoughts. Let my brothers and sisters, my family, my world, experience the same peace and love that I have received from Baba. Let them all be peaceful, happy, loving. And I merge that scene and I fly beyond and I see myself as a point of light with Baba on the globe of the world. And I stay connected allowing Baba's rays filled with peace, love and light to reach out to the world. I am beyond. I am on the unlimited. Baba. Baba's rays, like the sun, reaching out, I remain connected with the satellite. Lucky lighthouse, a rays of light filled with might, is spread all around. Those souls who are in tune receive God's peace, God's light and love, and I can see on the screen of my mind a joyful world. World with people smile on their faces. In this experience, I am totally beyond the awareness of the body, bodily relations, the world of matter, the sound and the sights. Just the point with the source of light. And let these feelings travel like the laser, touching souls. Slowly, I allow my thoughts to return to my subtle body of light. I see myself in the region of white light. And from the region of white light, from my body of light, I slowly descend into the world of matter, and I see myself in this orb of five elements. and I return to my body. Now you can take out your notebook to write down your observation, so you can make a note, you know. You can fix your time, means, as I mentioned, that we are now just experimenting for few minutes, but you can choose to practice this kind of service through your thoughts. Maybe after your Amrit Vela, we should not use our Amrit Vela, whole Amrit Vela, to do that, because Amrit Vela meditation is for us to connect ourselves with Baba and charge our battery. So service through our thoughts is extra. So after our normal Amrit Vela, you can spend another 15 minutes, specially with the aim to use that time and energy and thought for the world. And because at that time the souls are in tune, means there is no pollution, so they can catch the vibrations easily. Especially Baba talks about having this kind of service through the mind for those who are in bondage. If they do it really sincerely on a daily basis, we have seen many beautiful results, how it transforms the attitude of other souls. You know, through the service of the mind, you can change the attitude of others through your attitude. That is why it is said, where the words doesn't work, the silence works. But it has to be genuine. You know, once, sometimes it could take a long time. It is not like you are doing this kind of mental service for one day or 1 week or a few weeks and see no result is coming, so I get tired. No, sometimes it takes a few years also. But if I am genuine, I will be constant. I will not get tired. But anyway, when you are doing this kind of mental service, it is service for the self and service for others. You are not wasting your time. But if it is a kind of selfish motive, expectation, every now and then I want to see what result is coming, so no result will come out. So it has to be constant, genuine. You know what happens is, sometimes the intellect of souls are blocked due to some karmic accounts. So what we do by sending out this pure energy, having good wishes, genuine good wishes, means sending out pure energy from my mind to their mind, you slowly, slowly melt the blockages. This energy melt the blockages. So sometimes it could be faster, sometimes it could take some time, depending on how deep the blockages are. But if I am genuine, I would not give up. Because it is not any waste of time on my side. It is using my time in a worthwhile way. You know, like for example, we have World Meditation Hour. What do we do on that 1 hour meditation? we dedicate it for the world. So it is not that we are sitting and thinking of one part of the world at that time. Maybe if there is a particular things happening seriously, we may visualize that part of the world for a second on the screen of our mind and emerge merciful feelings and merge that scene. For the rest of the hour, we are just sitting with Baba. So that's why I said Baba becomes the satellite. So from Baba, whoever is in tune, they will receive whatever they want. And they will also feel that God has given me strength, God has given me cooperation, God has given me the love that I wanted. So I don't need to worry about who receives it, where it goes. So as I said, you know, as long as I have this thought in my mind, I am giving, I will not be able to give. That is the main thing that we need to understand. Yeah. One exercise we are going to do now, something very practical to check whether we are good receivers or whether we are good transmitters. Because both are important. You know, sometimes some souls send good wishes for us, but we have blockage, we don't receive. And some even reject. You know, when there is mental blockage, they reject the good feelings. So I have to make myself a good receiver, but also a good transmitter. So what I would like you to do is, wherever you are sitting, just try to, if you want to sit on the floor, you can sit on the floor if you want, two to each other, sitting facing each other. If anybody wants to come and sit on the floor, it's easier because when you are on the, you cannot face each other. If you can facing each other on the sofa, that's fine. Otherwise, you can sit on the floor, two. Two of you facing each other. Have a partner? Yeah? Two. Brother, brother and sister, sister. Sisters with sisters and brothers with brothers. Okay? Yeah. But it's on the floor is better, I think. You will not feel comfortable on the sofa. Those who can sit on the floor. No, not talking. No talking. It will be a silent exercise. Two, one more. Yeah. You don't need to worry about language. Yeah. It is only silence. So if you are comfortable sitting on the chair, facing each other. So, you know, to begin with, so like say two of you are together now. So one would be receiver and one would be transmitter. So you can fix who will be the receiver first and who will be the transmitter. So you can make up your decision amongst the two partners. Who will be the receiver and who will be the transmitter? Who will receive and who will transmit? Okay? So once you have decided, then you can keep quiet, okay? You don't need to talk. So when I say start, the transmitters, you can have a message, you can have a feeling, you can have a thought, whatever, in your mind, and you begin to transmit to the soul sitting in front of you. Both have to sit with your eyes open, not closed. With your eyes open, please. So when I say start, so the transmitters will begin to start transmitting their feelings, whatever they have in my in your mind, the thought, a message, and hold that and just remain in that stage, and the person in front receiving. And then after, when I say stop, stop, then again when I say start, the receiver will become the transmitter, and then the transmitter will become the receiver. Is that clear? So first start, transmitter will start, then second start, the receiver will start. So are you ready? No talking, it is only through the eyes, through the feelings, through the face, you will experience. So what is being transmitted accurately? That's why it is important to sit alert, sit straight, eyes open, and clear message. Don't keep changing. Just one message, one thought, one feeling, and hold it. Start. And share what the other person received. The receiver should share first. Then you know whether it was correct or not. What was transmitted was received accurately or not. So what has been your experience? How many received exactly what was transmitted? Raise your hand. How many of you received exactly what was transmitted? How many did not? Did not receive? You know, you have to be a good transmitter also. Sometimes it is not the fault of a receiver. I am not transmitting clearly. My line of intellect is not clear. So there is a radar failure. So others don't get the message. So I have to check as a transmitter, did I really transmit the message clearly? You know, if I have already preoccupied my mind with other thoughts, then it will be like a confusion. The line will not be clear. You know, just like when you tune in the radio, when the wavelength is not correctly adjusted, you get disturbance, lot of disturbance. So this is disturbance because of my state of mind. But sometimes it could be on the other side, receiver. So if my mind is not focused, if my mind intellect is not focused, I don't receive. No, like many times Baba gives answers to some questions we have in our mind. But because we are not in tune, we don't receive it. So like say, Amrit Vela Baba answers. And sometimes we are not in tune. During the day also Baba gives many signals answering, but I am not in tune. So I don't receive it. So each one of us have to equip ourselves for being a good receiver. So that means my line of intellect has to be clear. That is why two powers are important: touching power, catching power. So I have to allow the message to touch my intellect so I can catch. So if my intellect is preoccupied, you know, if my mind and intellect are not working together, my mind somewhere, my intellect somewhere, I cannot receive. So I miss the message. Yeah? So, if, you know, if we are able to serve souls with whom we live day and night, that is important. That is when you know you are a good transmitter. You know, whether your power of the mind is working, like people with whom you work, people with whom you live, sending good wishes for them, and it is received and they are responding, so that shows the power of your mind is fine. So that is the first step of serving through the mind. First is serving myself, then serving the people with whom I live, with whom I work. You know, I meet them face to face, eye to eye, under the same roof. Experiment. And then the second step is serving souls whom I meet regularly. You know, we meet our friends and colleagues and neighbors regularly to serve those souls. And then thirdly, to those people who are in contact. Occasionally you meet, not every day, occasionally. And then lastly, the world, whom I don't know who they are. So first, if I get the practical proof, you know, the people with whom I live, they are responding. So then I know the power of mind is working. But the thing is, if I keep the defect of that soul in my mind, and then on the top of it, I'm sending good wishes, it won't work. That's why sometimes we get tired. We say, oh, we are trying to help this soul, sending good wishes for a long time, but they are not changing. Why? Because my attitude towards them has not changed. So until I change my attitude, then send the good wishes, it won't work. I won't be a good transmitter. So that is why it is very important to have, you know, pure attitude towards everyone. No matter whatever that soul is, by my attitude. So then that energy will travel and touch. And the best result, for best result from my experience, I would suggest, if you do this kind of experiment every day in the same place at the same time, that even works much better. Say, I want to really serve a particular soul, a particular place, so I keep that aim every day, 15 minutes, half an hour, at the same time, in the same place. I keep sending energy day after day, day after day. It will work. Because it is the genuine, pure energy. It removes the blockage. Then everything is so different. You know? So that's why, first of all, it has to begin with serving my mind. You know, I have to make my mind my best friend. Yeah? To make my mind my best friend means to handle my mind with kindness, with gentleness, so that my mind cooperates with me. You know, mind and intellect has to cooperate with each other to serve through the mind. So that is why I cannot suppress my mind. I have to have a dialogue with my mind and convince my mind and work together. Then it is wonder. Not by suppression. Don't think about it. Don't think about like this. You know, you create fear. No. Just gently look. Last time I obeyed. The intellect says to the mind, last time I obeyed you and I did according to what you said. I didn't get good result, you know. No, this time I have decided not to do according to the thought. Now I know what is right, so I will do this way. Come, let us work together. So the mind becomes softened, because you have given love, you have given attention, and you are talking dialogue. So mind comes with the intellect. So then together the vibrations get stronger. Otherwise, when I sit here, other thought comes, then intellect cannot do it by itself, then there is a conflict. So no conflict. There has to be merging of the mind and intellect together. So then you feel like the whole thing very easy. Is it clear? Yeah? Any question? Anybody, any question? So, first of all, experiment with yourself. Then, experiment with people you live. Experiment with people you meet occasionally. And then to the world. So, be kind to your mind. You know? Look after the mind like a child. Keep it away from waste thoughts, bad feelings, impurity, keep it clean. So then the intellect and mind can work together. So we have to train ourselves now to serve through the mind more often, so that when a time comes where we don't have any service to do, we won't get desperate. Oh, I don't have anything to do now. Yeah? So it's a very powerful device that we can use. But we should have patience. It cannot work overnight, but it will definitely. Yeah? Is it clear to all of you? Yeah? Any question? Yeah? Yeah, it is better to detach myself from the body and connect with the source. Because the moment I comes in, it doesn't travel. It is a big kind of grounded feeling. The energy doesn't flow smoothly. I should be minus. So, I just allow Baba to do it. But I just fix the aim, that's all. You know, sometimes, you know, when Dadi Prakashmani was sick and Dadi Gulzar was sick, or sometimes we get direction, oh, now you do 10 minutes extra meditation, you know, or even any problem, any obstacle that we have in our service project. So first thing we say, okay, we will have yoga bhati. You know, everything answer is yoga bhati. So what do we do? It's not that we are thinking, say for example, when Prakashmani Dadi was sick and we used to have special meditation. So at that time we were not sitting and thinking about Prakashmani Dadi. Because she did not want our yoga power. She already had her yoga power and she attained her perfection. But it's a family love. So what we did was we did extra. We did our normal meditation, but 7 to 7:10, 10 minutes extra. So aim was this energy that is accumulated as a power of gathering, it will be transferred to Dadi's account. You know, so that means Baba will give a special energy to her to come out of whatever pain or whatever it is. So I am making use of my time in a worthwhile way. You know, I am earning income through remembrance. It's extra and that is transferred. It's a kind of charitable action, donation. So I am not thinking, but just aim is there. This 10 minutes is for this purpose. You know, just like you do overtime. You do your normal job and you do overtime with the aim that I want to study, use this money for my study. So this is like overtime, 10 minutes extra as a sign of family love for that soul. I'm not remembering that soul, I'm remembering Baba only. So they also feel the energy from Baba and we also get our account of accumulation credited in our accounts. So that's how it is done. So I have to go, let go of I am giving. You know, I am doing it, then only it will work. I have to connect with Baba and it is Baba who has to give. I have to disappear in between myself. Me should disappear. Then it will work. Yeah? No. You don't need to ask anything. No need. Asking is bhakti. We don't ask anything. We just know, aware. Now I am sitting here. I visualize the place, the person whom I want to serve for one single second. Emerge and see the status and emerge the feeling of mercy. That's all. And then I sit with Baba, connect. So I don't have to ask Baba anything. No. That scene is totally merged. But the purpose is already fixed. This 15 minutes is for that purpose. So the rest of the time I am connected with Baba. So the whatever energy generated from Baba, they will receive it. I won't come in between. Clear? Yeah. Okay. So experiment when you are here on your own, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, it's a good place for experimentation. So then when you go back to your places, when you are in another kind of atmosphere, it becomes easier, you know, because now it is a group meditation, power of the gathering, atmosphere of the place, all will help us. Okay. Om Shanti.